Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Ram Sechel Shabbos, in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, where we continue with the theme of the previous parakim, discussing the last of the 39 malachas, that of Malacha of Haitzah, which has many different halachas related to it. And specifically in this parak, we discussed regarding the different domains on Shabbos, which obviously is related to the Malacha of Haitzah, taking out from one domain to another domain. As the Ram begins halacha off regarding the designation of what's called Rishas HaRabim and Rishas HaYachid, which are the two biblical domains related to the Malacha of Haitzah on Shabbos. Arba Rishuyas L'Shabbos. There are four areas in regarding to the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. Rishas HaYachid, a private domain. Rishas Ram, a public domain. The Karmelis, which is an area that doesn't really fit into the category of a public domain, neither that of a private domain. It's really like the name of Karmelis, which is the Aramaic of a widow, which is not a virgin, but neither is she married. She doesn't have either one of those, and that's a middle type of a category. And then you have a Makom Patur, a totally exempt area, not even rabbinically prohibited like that of a Karmelis. So, Ezer Rishos Ram, what's considered a public domain? So you have Midbaris, deserts, Vayaris, and Faris, Tushvakim, and marketplaces, and Durachim, and Falashalan, and even the streets that lead into the public squares. Without Shier, Reichav HaDerech, as long as the width of the road is Tezayin Amas, 16 Amas, and Leitil of Tikra, and it doesn't have a roof over it, then that qualifies for as it was then in the Midbar, when the Jewish people were making the Mishkan, that the area was that width, that will qualify as a Rishos Ram. Vezer Rishos HaYachad, that's considered a private domain. So if you have a tail, a mound, a pile, Shagabaya starts Vacham, that's 10 handbreadth high, V'rochav Abarat Vacham, Abarat Vacham, and has a width of 4 handbreadth by 4 handbreadth. Oh, yes, I can know more than that. That's a Rishos HaYachad. So that's in height, so too in depth. V'chein Charitz, a ditch, Shu Omek Asara, that's 10 Tvachim deep. V'rochav Abalabah, and its width is 4 by 4 squared. Oh, yes, I can know more than that. That's Rishos HaYachad. And V'chein Mokim, Shu Mukav Arba Mechitzes. So not that the height of the ground is 10 Tvachim, or not that it's a depth. It's a regular ground level, but it's a place, Shu Mukav Arba Mechitzes, that it's surrounded with walls, that are Gavan Asara, that the walls are 10 Tvachim high. Uvenein arba larba o yesakin, and the area between in that surrounded is an area of 4x4 or more than that. So afaliyish bekam mil, and even if there's many mil, a mil is 2,000 amas, and even if there's many mil is it's a huge area. Imhukav ladira, if it was surrounded, if it was enclosed for the purposes of residential dwelling purposes, could go in, for example, Medina. You could have a whole city, Mokev is coming to surround with a wall, Shadal Sasel, Ninolis Balaila, that its doors are closed at nighttime, or Umavayis, you have these alleyways, Sheshel and Shleshik Solom, that there are three walls, what we call dead end, Ulechi Beruach Revius, and it has a lechi, a post, a stick there on the fourth side. Or v'chein chatzar or courtyard of a deer or corral of a sar or a stable shukful a deer if they were enclosed for residential purposes, kulam rishas yachad gemurahim, they were all considered completely as a private residential area. Halacha beis. Afilu kelim. Now even vessels, kugun svina, a boat, a migdal shel eitz or a wooden closet of kaveris or in the shape of a beehive, okay, it's been similar types of things. And miyesh ben arba al arba b'gud bastar, if it has an area of 4x4 tefachim with a height of 10 tefachim, or yes, or more than that, hanein rishas yachad gemur, it's considered a bona fide private domain. Halacha gimel. Now, avi haksalim shel rishas hayachad, the width of the actual walls itself of a private domain, let's say of a house, rishas hayachad, the walls themselves have halacha like a private domain. The reason for that is because lachay mois mechitzam, if for others, meaning the inside area, the walls are making it into rishas hayachad, la'atam lekoshken, isn't the walls for themselves also going to be considered rishas hayachad? Now, avi rishas hayachad, the airspace of a private domain, let's say you have a courtyard enclosed by 10 tefachim high walls, so the airspace above the private domain, Rishos HaYachad is considered as the private domain, allocated all the way up to the sky. Av Rishos HaRabim, in contrast, the airspace of the public domain, inner Rishos HaRabim, is not considered as the public domain, ila ad asar tefachim, only up until a height of 10 handbreadths. But l'mal masara, ba'av Rishos HaRabim, but above 10 tefachim in the airspace of the public domain, mokoy p'turhu, it's actually considered an exempt area, not Rishos HaRabim, not Rishos HaYachad, not Karmelis, a totally exempt area for the chiyuvim of Haitzah on Shabbos. Halacha Dal, now moving on to the next domain, that of a Karmelis. A Zohi Karmelis, what is considered is a Karmelis. So that's a tel sheish by arba larba o yesalken. So if you have a mound, a pile of earth, that's 4x4 tvachim, or more than that in its width, but begodim eshlesh vadasar, its height is a minimum of 3 tvachim, up until a height of 10 tvachim. The reason for that is, because above 10 tvachim, well, that would already be Rishos HaYachad. And beneath 3 tvachim, we'll describe in a second what that is, just like Rishos HaRabim. So between the height of 3 and 10 tvachim, Shakarmelis, because the Karmelis, in it defesses, Elad Asar. is only captures an area up until 10 tefachim. And ve'ein rechava pochas marba'alaba, its width cannot be less than 4 by 4 if it wants to be qualified as rabbinically prohibited area by kamalas. Ve'ein charitz, because then we'll see it'll be like a makam tur. Ve'ein charitz yesh, possibly. Ve'ein charitz yesh marba'alaba, yes, I can. So do you have a ditch that has, again, 4 by 4 squared area, or more than that, the amik mishlesh of the sun. Now going into depth, downwards, it's between 3 and 10 tefachim. V'chein sotu, and this is the equivalent of what we were doing by the other rishuyas, like Rosh Hashayachin. The same thing, is just it's not a full-fledged Rosh Hashayachin. V'chein makam shoka barba mechita. So you have an area that's surrounded with four walls. Gav mishlesh of the sun, but the walls are not 10 tefachim high to make Rosh Hashayachin, between 3 and 10 tefachim high. Yes, again, and the area between the walls is an area that it's 4 by 4 tefachim or more. V'chein so too, you have other cases, Karen Zabas, Asmuch L'Shaz Ram, if you have a corner that's close to the public domain, Behu, and that is Hamakim, you have an area, Shemukav Shosh Mechitz, that's surrounded with three walls, Baruch Revis, L'Shaz Ram, and the fourth side is open to the public domain, which, for example, like we described that case before, it's really a mavi, it's really an alleyway, She'en Lo L'Chi, Oikoy Baruch Revis, because we said if that would make it into the area of a Rosh Hashayachid, no. It doesn't have, at the end of the alleyway, a cross beam or a side post on the fourth side. And these are all karmelesses, so rabbinically prohibited areas. It's missing something from Rosh Hashayachid. V'chein hayam, so too, regarding the seas, vabiko or a valley, open areas, b'im b'isacham, b'im b'isacham, whether in the summer months or the winter months, kolei l'karmelesim, these are all considered the rabbinically prohibited area of a karmelesim. Not Rosh Hashayachid, not Rosh Hashayachid, it would really biblically be an exempt area, but rabbinically, it's too similar to make it rabbinically. Halacha hei, na avar karmelis, the airspace of a karmelis. Hareika karmelis ad the sar tvachim, has the halacha of a karmelis up until 10 tvachim. Lamal sar tvachim, ba avar karmelis, now it's above 10 handbreadth in the airspace of a karmelis. Hareim mokum tur, that will be considered an exempt area. Lefigur, therefore, me'al p'nei hamayim shebayamim shebanaharis. Meaning, we don't measure 10 tvachim from the ground of the sea, rather it's from the surface of the water and upwards. So, above the surface of the water in the seas or the rivers, the adasar tvachim up until the height of 10 tvachim, kaver karmelis, because we said the sea is a karmelis, so that area will be the airspace of a karmelis. But l'mal masara, more than 10 tvachim above the surface of the water, is mokam tur, is an exempt area. But the whole depth that's filled with water, that's like thick ground, so it's all considered as ground, and we only start the measuring of the 10 tvachim above the surface of the water, not from the surface of the ground beneath the water. Halach above, bar shabak karmelis. So we're discussing area of a karmelis. So if you have a pit in the karmelis, how do you karmelis does not look like the karmelis itself? So afilo amik me ami, even if it's 100 amas deep, im im bay dalad, which the gear said that we have, if it's not 4 tfachim squared, so we don't consider it as a makam tur, because it's more than 10 tfachim. Why wouldn't you say that it's a makam tur? Don't we say karmelis only goes up until 10 tfachim? Here it's 100 amas deep. Because we say what's called matzah minas minoi, the nayer, since this bar is in a karmelis, we consider it's similar to the karmelis, and therefore it awakens the properties inside of it, and therefore it itself will have the halacha as a karmelis. Now, Rosh Hashanah, Shoyzel Tikra. If you have, because we're saying this karmelis is like similar to these other areas, but not totally, so really deviations of Rosh Hashanah, Shoyzel Yachad are going to be at times qualified as a karmelis. So if you have Rosh Hashanah, but Chais Lob Tikra, but it had a roof on top of it. Or its width was not 60 namas. Harika Kamalas. So it's like, yeah, it's similar, but it's not a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. That's rabbinically prohibited area, but Kamalas. Itztava, Shebein Amudim. If you have a platform that's between the pillars, that are there in the public domain, where the people sell things, Harika Kamalas is just like a Kamalas again, because it's not easily traversed, so it's not going to be like a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. So to betzid Rosh Hashanah, the sides of a public domain, Kamalas, it can be like a Kamalas. But actually between the pillars themselves, since the public does walk over there, it's all considered as part of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll have the halacha of Rosh Hashanah. Now moving on to the last area. What's considered an exempt area? So if it's an area that's less than 4 tvachim squared, so it's almost like a karmelis, but it's less than 4 tvachim, as we said. Its height has to be at least 3 tvachim high, and going up until the sky, because Shekapach Meshleish, this is what we said before, why Karmelis is to be 3 Tvachim. And there's less than 3 Tvachim, any Ka'aretz is like the ground itself. We'll have the halacha like the Rosh Hashanah, if that's where it is. And I feel like Kaitzim Barkan, even thorns and thistles, like Glolm or excrement, B'Shutzer Abim, that's in the public domain, if it's Gav Meshleish, if it's more than 3 Tvachim above the ground, And Vein Rachma Balaba does not have four Tvachim in its width. Harim come to that's going to be the qualification for this exempt area. It's no liability area. Vechein Chodetz, so to a ditch, going back to the depth. Shein Bar Balaba, if it does not have an area of four Tvachim squared. Va'omka Mishloish Adahayim at the time, and its depth is from three Tvachim all the way till the depth of the abyss, is a Makam Tur. Vechein Makam Amukav. Again, third type of, like, as we describe it, where there's either height, depth, or ground level, but it's an enclosed area. Shein bar balaba, but the area is less than four tvachim squared. Then afilo hoya arka elef mil, even if its length was 1,000 mil, very long. But v'roch be'arba pachasada, but its width was a barley corn less than four tvachim, so it's not four tvachim squared. V'gavim shloish l'mala, and its height is from three tvachim and as high as it goes. That's going to be an exempt area. V'chein abadu shosarabim. So too, the airspace of the public domain, or Abba Carmelis, or the airspace of a Carmelis, Lamal Masara, as we said before, Harehum Mokum Tur, those are also exempt areas. So those are the four Rishuyas. Now, Alachas continues with a distinct type of areas. Mokum Shiesh Begavai. If you have a place that has an tide, Tisha Tvachim Mutzum, this is a very distinct Alacha. It's exactly a height of 9 Tvachim. Lepachas Valyasa, not more, not less. If it's Beshosaram in the public domain, so let's say you have like a mailbox or something that's like 9 tvachim high, exactly. In the public domain, Harei Kishos Ram, that's going to be considered like the public domain. Because before we said it's only up until 3 tvachim or up until 10 tvachim, it's the airspace. Why is this entity not a Makam Betur? Why is it like Kishos Ram? Yeah, the Emesh Kichim, we don't care, we don't pay attention, this Arko, this Rach, by how long it is and how wide it is, Ben Rach, Ben Katz, whether it's wide or narrow. Because when you have something that size, specifically 9 tvachim high, that's where people will shoulder their stuff on, their burdening. They'll use it to adjust what they're carrying. So it's a function of the Rishos Rab. So we'll have the Halacha of Rishos Rab. Yes, Al Tishba was more than 9 Tvachim. Pachas even less than that? Yes. So again, now you go back to the old Halachas. If it's 4x4 Tvachim or more, okay, they're Kamalists. We say Kamalists. Something that's 4x4 and between 3 and 10 is a Kamalist. The main Bar Abba, if it's not 4x4, which that was the defining feature that translated from the transfers from that of a Carmelist to a Makam Patur, I didn't Makam Patur, that's going to be an exempt area. Now, if it was 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim high, well, then it would be Rosh HaSayachit. Halacha Tess. Another interesting case. Gaga Samach L'Shas Rab. If you have a roof that's near the public domain, B'toich HaSar Tvachim, so it's within 10 Tvachim from the ground in the public domain, this roof, very low roof. So here also, Hoy B'Rab M'Kas M'Lav, since the people that are working in the street, they will use it to shoulder their burdens. So therefore, it appears like Rosh Hashanah. It's obviously not someone's private roof, but then Asal Tal Tavagag. So you're not like carrying the roof. Actually, some kavua latira until you make a permanent ladder that goes from the roof to his courtyard to permit it. So then that's like removing the public from his roof because it's showing that the roof is designated for him, that he's using it because there's a ladder that goes to his courtyard. Another case, Amid Rosh Hashanah. If you have a pillar, a beam in the public domain, that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Okay, raise Rosh Hashayach. It's a private domain. That's exactly the parameters of Rosh Hashayach. Now, no, it's begava yasid kal shehim, which there is a discussion if it's on the top or on the side. But if you say that it's so someone's stuck into the height of this beam on the side, a peg, however much, even a small amount, even if it's not a height of 3 tvachim, but since it's fit to hang things on that peg and to utilize it. So that's diminishing it from the element of being Rosh Hashayach because it's people that are going to use it to hang from there. Now that diminishes, it was exactly 10 tvachim high. Now it's wherever this peg is, it's diminishing from that height, so it's like a Carmelis. Because we're only going to measure for the height of this beam only from the peg and onwards because beneath that is like it's like part of Rosh Hashayach. So now, if let's say it was at the 2 tefach mark, you only have 8 tefachim in height. And refillim alo kuli, you say this, even if you fill up the whole beam with pegs, that's going to diminish its height, because shadat talin, but it's nice, this is a mishamashim, because people want to hang things on those pegs, and they utilize it, and there it diminishes from its entities being considered as a private domain from the areas of the pegs. Halacha yud, another halacha, chayri rishu sayachin, the crevices in the private domain, in a crack in the wall, Harim Kishos Yachad, those have the same halachas as the private domain itself. But regarding the holes in the wall that are facing the public domain, Inim Kishos Ram, that does not have the halacha like Kishos Ram. Alerim kifim adasim, rather, depends on its measurements. Ketzahaso. So, chayr b'tzad Rosh Hashanah. If you have a hole in the wall that's facing the public domain, there onto the street. If the hole has the size of 4 tefachim squared with a height of 10 tefachim, that's considered private domain. The main gevara is it's not 10 tefachim high. It's a kamel. It's considered a kamel because it's within 10 tefachim the ground. The main gevara abba, if it doesn't have abba, so without reason, makom p'tur, that makes it an exempt area. But who, as long as she gevara shleisha, 3 tefachim above the ground. Shekal pachim shleisha, because if the crack is within 3 tefachim from the ground, then we start to declare it's considered like the ground, as it would be, and it wouldn't be considered these other areas. Halachit Aleph continues with the halachas of carrying out, now that we know the domains, and that of just moving things around. So, Rosh Hashanah, regarding the private domain, Malkum Torah, and the exempt area, Mutl Tal B'Kulam, those two areas, you're allowed to move things around in that whole area. Even the length of any one of these two areas was many mil, many miles long, Mutl Tal B'Kulam, you could still carry the whole thing. The other two areas, public domain and the Karmelist, is only allowed to carry within 4 amas. Then heaven, if someone carried or hoished or he passed or he zark or he threw it chutz la arba amas b'shusram beyond 4 amas in the public domain, chayev is mechayev for the liability of let's say chatzas and shabbos if he did it by mistake. But karmelis is going to be potter, he's going to be exempt. Why? Because she is our karmelis, even though it is forbidden by the karmelis, but that's mitzvah only from rabbinic law, and hence one would not have a liability although it's prohibited. And the reason why it's forbidden rabbinically, meshihi doim l'shusram, because it's similar to the public domain, to the sense of that it doesn't have the appropriate walls to make it like Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, rabbinically, it's forbidden. Shabbat Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, because it might get confused with the public domain. Now, lefikach, therefore, since only rabbinically forbidden, im lo hayo tzarech l'gufa tzarech, if he didn't need what's called malach shein tzarech l'gufa, he didn't need what he's carrying for the productive, constructive purposes of carrying it out from this because he needs it in the other area. Kugon shever kaitz b'kamalis. Let's say he's just carrying a thorn in the kamalis. Kadesh lo yizuk b'adam. Just doesn't want people to get injured. That's, you're doing the malacha, but not for its intended purpose. You're just doing it because you don't want anyone to get injured. I don't want it here, not that I want it there. And actually, we'd be permitted, even if he carries in many amas, but it doesn't seem like that because it's only been forbidden. In those types of situations of harm, it's not going to be forbidden. Halachid beis. Just like it's permitted to carry in any exempt area. So, so do you allow to carry from it into a private domain or into a public domain? There's no isra of hitzah, not only havara of in its own area, but to carry it to another one, because you didn't take it from a prohibited domain to another prohibited domain. It means the comments, you don't have to say you allowed to carry from makom Torah to a comment, it's only rabbinically forbidden. And so to the other way around, the mitzvah lai, you could carry out to it mirshus yochan umrshus ram from the private domain and from the public domain. And again, mitzvah lai, the comments, you have to say you could carry from the karmelis into the makom Torah. Alochi gimel, shem shas l'tal to b'chol karmelis, just like it's forbidden to carry in the whole karmelis, kachas lahitzi mimenu. So to now carry out from the karmelis lirshus yochan lirshus ram, rabbinically forbidden to carry from it to a private domain or to public domain, or lahachnas l'karmelis, to bring into the karmelis mirshus yochan mirshus ram from the private domain or the public domain. But if you carry it out or carry it in, you can be exempt, again, because it's not biblically prohibited. If someone carries out from one private domain to another private domain, or from one public domain to another public domain, but karmelis be'emtza, and had the karmelis in the middle, so potim is going to be exempt, and because that's obviously that he didn't carry in the Rishas Ram in one contiguous of Dalad Amas. And b'chein ha'moshet, same thing is passing or zarek mezuzah or throwing from one to the other, the kamelis b'emtza and the kamelis in the middle, pot is going to be exempt where you didn't do anything that was prohibited. Amotzi chevetz meshus ram lekamelis. Now, if someone carries out an object from the public domain to a kamelis, v'nichash, and he puts it down over there, v'chazav akomer kamelis v'chnez v'shuzayach. Now he goes and does another step. He picks up from the kamelis, puts it into a private domain. Which again, if you went from the shur ram to v'shuzayach, you'd be chayv. But you went from biblically to rabbinically and rabbinically to the biblical. All the way around. He took it from a private domain, put it on the karmelis, let's say the doorstep if it's a karmelis, and he put it there. Because it will come a karmelis, but it's in the shazam, then he took it from a karmelis, put it onto the shazam, or is it put? Those are going to be exempt over there, because ultimately, the karmelis, although it is a rabbinically prohibited area, but you're a putter, and here, since it went through the karmelis, you didn't go ahead and go straight from one biblically prohibited area to another one. I look at this above. Someone carries out from a private domain to a public domain. And he passed by an exempt area where a little stool, let's say there was less than 4 tefachim squared, and he passed over it as he was going. from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, the chayiv is going to be liable because I'm a halach in the kaimin. Passing over as you're walking is not like you stopped. So it's considered like one act of carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, not like we described it before when you put something down and then you went and took it further, that you would be potter. And when you're talking about say when you're throwing, if it passed over the exempt area, like we said, it's not like you, as if it landed over there. And therefore, we said when you, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, like in the beginning of Halacha Yidal, that you're going to be potter. So in this case, most definitely you're going to be chayiv because it didn't stop over here when you threw it over. Which is, you would have thought maybe when you're walking, every step is like stopping and going. No, you're going to be chayiv. Now, however, if he was standing in the makam tur, now he took an object from the private domain, from a person standing there in the mishul ziyachah. Now he puts it into the public domain, or in the hand of someone who's standing in the street. So this guy's standing on the doorstep, which is, let's say, narrower than 4 tefachim, and he takes it from the house and he puts it into the street. Potter, he's going to be exempt. And the chenim hichnas mishul ziyachah, same thing the other way. He takes from the street, puts it into the house. But he's standing in the makam tur. Potter is going to be exempt, again, because he didn't go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He was always in the Makom Tur. Halacha Zayin now regarding a distinct type of situations. Amud Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have a pillar in the public domain. That's Gebar HaSabar Rechav Abba. That's 10 Tavachim high, 4 Tavachim wide. The Imbi Kogha Arba. Now, at its base, it does not have 4 Tavachim wide. So even if the Yesh B'goyva HaKotzach Shaloi Shom, that the chiddush is that even though that you can't say over here loved from the area where it stopped being appropriate width from the ground, even so we're going to say it to shusha yachad, because we're going to say the halacha of gur achas mechitzasa, that we consider as we view the part that does have the parameters of a shusha yachad, which is the top part that has a height of 10 tefachim and a width of 4 tefachim, even on the bottom. It doesn't have 4 tefachim, so that wouldn't qualify as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And even though that narrow part is a distinct area, I mean, because if it's less than 3 tefachim, it would be like Lovet, like we see that as closed up. No. Even though that area that's narrower than 4 is higher than 3, still a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's still considered as a private domain. And if Mzog Mishas Rav Menachal Gabav, you threw from the public domain and landed on it, Chayv would be Chayv. Because again, we view that whatever is the appropriate measurements as if it extends downward, what's called Gur Achas, it extends downward. So it is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you have a mound that gathers to a height of 10 tefachim, it's not like a wall going straight up. It keeps on incremental going up. But it gets ultimately to a height of 10 tefachim, which is the minimum of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, within a length of 4 amas. So Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then we view it as a private domain. And therefore, if you threw it from the public domain, it lands on it, obviously it would be more than dal amas. We'd view it as just like ground. We wouldn't view it as it's vertical, I would view it more as horizontal. Halachid Zayin, not kind of Rishas Yachad. Someone sticks a stick in a private domain. I feel like if I may, even if it's 100 amas high, Bezorg Rishas Ram, Benachal Gabav, and he throws it from the street onto and lands on top of that pole, Chayiv is going to be liable. Rishas Yachad, like we said before, private domain goes up until the sky. So even though it's halfway in the sky, you still threw it to Rishas Yachad. Elon, true. Now, if you have a tree that's standing in someone's private property, now the branch has taken out into the street. Now, if someone throws from the street and lands on the branch, potter is going to be exempt. The branch does not go after the trunk, and therefore it's in the street, and it's in the street to the street. You didn't take it from Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachad. Halacha Yud Ches, not kind of Rishas Ram. Someone sticks a beam, a pole, a reed, rod in the street. On top of the pole, there's a basket. Now someone throws and lands on top of the basket, potter is going to be exempt. Because the public domain only goes up until 10 tefachim in the height. And therefore, this is going to be considered not as an area of throwing in the street, because it ends when it's 10 tefachim high. Hazark arba amas b'shusar abim, and doesn't have the area either of a shusar yachad, because animals can walk beneath it, and that, therefore they can't give it. They can't say that there's walls over here. Hazark arba amas b'shusram. Someone throws something 4 amas in the public domain, but nacha chevitz b'kaisel, and then the object lands in a wall. How's that possible? Look, against our chelav, a butzik. Let's say someone throws fats or dough, sticky items. So he throws it 4 amas in b'shusram, and now it sticks to the wall. So im nidbek lam alam asod tvachim, if it sticks at a height more than 10 tvachim, because Rebbe Abbas, like he threw it into the ear space, shalom alam asod b'shus ram, like we said, that if it's above 10 tvachim in the public domain, makam turu, it's an exempt area, you're not liable. But nidbek lamatam asod tvachim, if it sticks beneath 10 handbreadth from the ground, because Rebbe Abbas, like you're throwing it on the ground, b'chayv, and therefore he's going to be liable for throwing dalam asod b'shus ram. Now, if he throws it above 10 tvachim, menach b'char koshu, and it lands in a crack, then pot is going to be exempt, because since the crack is not a width of 4 tvachim, it's not considered a shus yachid, rather like a mokum tur, and therefore it's going to be exempt. Halacha yates, zara kano iray machim. Someone throws the rod or a spear, and the spear itself is 10 tvachim high, and he throws it in shus yachid from a private domain, but nitka b'shus ram, and now it sticks into the ground in the public domain, kishuemi, when standing up, pot is going to be exempt. Why? It went from Mishra Sechet to Mishra Zeram because Shari Mikzasi B'Makab Tur. It's not totally in the public domain because part of it is an exempt area because you're not liable until it totally lands in the public domain. Now, the public domain only goes up until 10th Vacham, and this is higher than 10th Vacham and sticking out into Makab Tur. So it's not totally in Mishra Zeram. So to Zar Kli, Mishra Sechet to Mishra Zeram, someone throws a vessel from a private domain to a public domain. Now, that vessel is very large, big pot. It was 4th Vacham, a 4th Vacham, why with a height of 10th Vacham? But he's going to be exempt. Because this vessel is its own private domain, has the dimension of a private domain. The way the Rambam understands, like it's like you're taking it from the house that you threw it, which is a private domain, into its own private domain because it's that big. So even though it's in the street, it's like Rishos Yachad, Rishos Yachad. Halacha Chavchad continues with interesting cases that the partitions and the carrying are all going to happen at the same time, which are questions in the Gemara that are left unresolved. Bar Tisha B'Shos Ram. If you have a pit in the public domain that's 9 tefachim deep. So it's not Rosh Hashanah yet. But the Akar Chul Yimikarkasi, he uproots a clump of earth from the bottom of that pit, and he throws it into the street. Now, Bishlim al-Asar. Now, by ripping out that clump of earth, it now has a depth of 10 tefachim. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. So Ava Bishakir Sachibitz Vasis Machitza Bankach, although what you're picking up, the object, which is part of the Malacha, it's not just putting into the other domain, it's the lifting up. You have to take it from one domain to another domain. Now, the picking up of this clump of earth, which is your first part of your malacha, was the making of the walls of Rosh Hashanah happened at the same time, because it wasn't Rosh Hashanah until you took it out, because it was only 9 tefachim, now it's 10 tefachim. So, pot is giving me an example. Because initially, when he picked up the object, it wasn't yet then a partition of 10 tefachim, so it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Another case. Let's say the pit was 10 tefachim deep, which is a Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Hishlech by the other way around, Hishlech by Chulia. Now, he threw into the pit a clump of earth from the street. When it landed, it diminished it to be less than 10 tefachim because the earth filled it up. So, Pata is giving exempt. Shere Hanocha Sachevitz, because the landing of the object, which would be the conclusion of his Malach of Hanocha, Vesilka Machitza, now the removal of the Machitza, now that it's not Rosh Hashanah, Bon Kechas, happened at the same time. So although these are opposites, these two cases are, the Gemara is not sure about if he's chayv or not, and since the question is not resolved, the Rambam says, either one, we're going to say that the person is going to be potter. Halacha Vav, Hazerik Daf, if someone throws a board that's 4 tefachim wide, v'nocha gabi yaseidis b'shoz ram, and it lands on top of pegs in the public domain, thin pegs, which are 10 tefachim high, but not 4 tefachim wide. Now this board that's 4 tefachim wide is now making a Rosh Hashanah, because 10 tefachim high with a board of 4 tefachim wide. That's a Rosh Hashanah. Now, v'nas Rosh Hashanah, so it becomes a private domain. So, so even if there was a bowl on top of that board, which most definitely the board first lands on the pegs, and then afterwards, since you threw it, only then does the bowl land on it. So you would think that, okay, now that landed on the Rosh Hashanah that you made, no potting me then. Because the making of the partition, which is what now the top they're making it Rosh Hashanah, with the landing of the vessel, boing, it's happening at the same time, and again, that's not clear, and therefore you're not going to be liable. Halacha base. Barsho Amak Asara. If you have a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, Barachav Shmoyin, and it's 8 tefachim wide, which is obviously Rosh Hashanah. Now, and it's Bishus Harab in the public domain. Vizork Machtzelis Bishus Harab. Now, you take a mat from the public domain and you throw it into the pit. Vichilka Habar Barach Balashnaim. Now, as it lands, it lands vertical and it splits the pit in its width to 2. Pati, give me an example. Why? When that vessel, that mat is landing, but l'machitzes nullifies the partitions because it's splitting what's there, it's making two new areas. Now each area since it was exactly 8, now it's taking away a little space. Now each one is going to be less than 4x4. Okay, so now when it's landing, it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. So you didn't take it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Halacha of Gimel continues regarding the areas that applies to water. When you have a pit in the public domain, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, which would make it into Rosh Hashanah, but mili mayim, fills it up with water. And he throws inside of it an object. But Nochagabimam now lands on top of the water, right there, like on the surface of the street. Chayvet can be liable. Why? Because the water doesn't nullify the partitions. It's considered still a Rosh Hashanah of its dimensions. But Hayimoli Peters, Bezorik Latecha, but they filled it up with produce, and they throw something inside of it, because just like earth would minimize, so too produce would minimize the measurement of the area of the pit, and now we don't see a pit, we see it filled up with earth, but with Peters, in contrast to that of water, and therefore it would be exempt. Lochachav Dalad, Rekik Mayim, a puddle, but it's really like a stream, Shroevi B'Shazram, that's passing through in the public domain. V'dam Hachamay, but the public walks through it. So if it does not have a depth of 10 tefachim, it will be considered like a public domain. And that's bein shal yirochav afal arba amos, whether it was wide, even dalet amos, which it's hard, you know, people only walk through in the pressing situation because it's so wide. And bein shal lo yirochav afal arba amos, whether it was not even a width of 4 tefachim, which the chiddush works the other way. So most of the people would just jump over it and not walk through it. But still, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's not 10 tefachim deep, and Rosh Hashanah, you know, maybe you say it may be a karma, maybe people would not walk. No, it's considered part of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the im yesh ba'amkas tar yesa, but if let's say the depth of that puddle was more than 10 tefachim deep, or more, harik kamas, then it's going to be said as a karmless. Kesharim, like all of the seas, like these bodies of water, like we said, are considered karmless. Who that is, shesh baruch ba'bar tefachim, again, only as long as it has a width of 4 tefachim or more, because like we said, she'in karmless p'chus ma'bo, because the karmless is not less than 4 tefachim wide, because if it's less than that, then we said it's considered like a mokum torah.